Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 27th day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Peo Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Our Mishnah continues the previous Mishnah, from the previous Mishnah, and it talks about, this time, a person who only harvested half his field, whether it was at the beginning of the harvest, or whether it was at the end of the harvest of the field, is going to make a difference. What happens if robbers or unauthorized people had harvested their field, the first half of the field? And the owner of the field then harvested the second half. He has to leave a peo from what he has harvested. Since he harvested the koma, the standing grain, at the end of the field, he's now chayv to leave peo from his harvest. But he does not have to give a payah, 1/60th, which is a rabbanon, at least 1/60th, of the produce that the listim, that the unauthorized people or the robbers had harvested. As you learned in previous Mishnah, it's not the v'kutzrachem, it's not what he has harvested. Kotzar chetzia, what happens if the owner of the field harvested half the field? V'omachar chetzia, but he sold half of the other half, the second half, the one that was standing. The buyer, the one who buys the second half of the produce of the field, has to give payah for the whole field. Why? Because the chiv, the obligation of payah from the first half, which the owner had taken, has been left in the standing grain that has not yet been harvested. Because that's the halacha, choivas ha-peyo bekoma, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. The obligation of leaving peyo is on standing grain, not on the cut grain. And therefore, at least lachatchila, not the cut grain, lachatchila should be taken from the standing grain. And therefore, when the person has sold, when the landowner, the field owner, has sold the grain, half of the field, we say, yes, he's selling half the field, but without the peyo. It's understood he has to leave peyo. And the buyer, therefore, knows that he knew that he had to leave pay at the end of the harvest. So we say, because he's buying the second half, he's responsible to leave pay for the whole field. What happens if the owner of the field harvested half and gave to Hektish half of the field? First he harvested the half of the field, then he was Makdish the rest. Even though a field of Hektish is actually potter for Matnas and him, you don't have to give gifts from the poor, or the Hektish doesn't give it. But Hapoida Miyat Gizbar, one who redeems from Gizbar, from the treasurer of the Hektish, the standing grain, while it's still grain, it hasn't been cut yet, who knows and Pelakol, he will now have to give payah, the one who redeems it, has to give payah for the whole field. Like the din of a person who buys the standing grain after the seller has harvested his half, the chiv of pay is on the standing grain. That's basically it. And since the standing grain is now in the hands of the redeemer, the one who bought out of Hektish, he is now responsible for it. It's based on that same law. Choivas paya bekoma. The obligation of leaving paya is on the standing grain, what's left standing. Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah is going to talk about different beds of vegetables or grain, which has been sown in a field where there are trees growing, olive trees. Do we regard each of these beds as a separate field, and therefore you have to leave payah on each of those fields separately, or can we consider them all as one, and then just leave payah from one field, one of those beds, for all of the other beds? Says the Mishnah, Malbanos Atvua, if you have beds of grain, Shehem ben azesim that are between, these are rectangular in shape, Shehem ben azesim that are between olive trees, and it could be other trees as well. I mentioned even olive trees, which where there's a chiv for giving payah. Beis shama yomrim payah mikol echad v'achad. The owner of the field has to leave a payah from each of these beds separately. Why? Because since there's olive trees interrupting, that makes now each of those beds is considered a separate field. Beisil olemirim, no. But me'achad alakol. According to Beisil, you can give payah, the landowner give payah from one of these beds of grain, one of these beds that are having a particular crop, for all of the other beds of crops, all considered like one field. The Yerushalmi explains that this only applies, This machlokas is only where there are 10 olive trees in a space of 50 by 50 amas, or 800 square meters. We call it a base saw because it's a place where they would usually sow a saw, tavua, about 13 liters of tavua, of seed, of crops. And if it is that, if that's the spacing of the olive trees, 10 of them in this area of about 800 square meters, then the machlokas will apply. Beshamay say you need to get paid from each bed separately. Besil say one for the lot. What happens if it's more, if they're spaced out further than that? Or the other way around, what happens if it's spaced out less than that, thinner? In other words, that there's more than 10 olive trees per besil. Well, here we have a machlokas as to what happens then in the Yerushalmi. And there are two different girsas in the Yerushalmi, two different versions. There's the Rambam's version, and there's the Ravid and Rabbeinu Shimshon's. The Rambam's version of the Tanya Yerushalmi is as follows. Machlokas is only when there's 10 trees per besil. If, however, there were more than 10, since there are more than 10, then in that situation, we will say that because it's squashy, it's now they're more squashed. Therefore, we say even Beis Shammai would agree that you would give payoff from one for all of the rest. However, if there were less than 10 per besil, so let's say there's only 9 or 8, then even Beis Hillel would say you must give a pay from each one. Why? Because since the trees are are more distant from each other, and he still made separate beds of crops, that shows you that he wanted to have separate beds and they have to be considered as a field, each one independently as a field. A separate field, and you have to give pay from each one separately. That's the Rambam's Girsa in the Yerushalmi. Our Girsa, the way it appears in the Yerushalmi, is as the Ravid and the Rabbeinu Shimshon, the other Rishonim habit, and that is as follows. Machlokas is when there's exactly 10 in the field. 10 olive trees in the field, then we have that machlokas. If, however, there were more than 10 olive trees per field, then it's clear, then even Beis Hillel will agree that you give one payer for each one separately. Why? Because it's clear that because of the trees, he had to buy. He was forced to put them separately, and therefore the trees are considered a hafzik. They're interrupting because there's more than 10 per besil. If there were less than 10 olive trees per besil, then even Beis Shammai would agree that you can give one for the lot. Why? Because since they're more spaced out, then the trees are not so much of a hafzik, not so much of an interruption between them. So it's exactly the opposite of the way the Rambam's Girsa was in Yerushalmi. Finally, says the Mishnah, Umoidim that Beis Shammai are agreeing, Shimhoyu Rosh Shurais Meirovin, if the start of the rows, or the start of the rows of these crops, of these little beds, were entangled, Meirovin started to mix, then Shunoisin Peya Mechad Al Kol, then you can give Peya from one of those beds for all of them, even Beis Shammai. Why? Because once they start to mix at the end of the rows, that's a proof, or that's a raya, that they're considered all like one field, all these crops, these little beds. And one Peya would be sufficient to give for all of them.